Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. 3 miles up lake from First Creek, located below the granite slide, Thomas Gibson's 160-acre homestead was named Mountain Park. It was roughly from the cove north to Hollywood Beach. In 1890, Gibson also owned a ranch to the north of Chelan Townsite, which is now in the city of Chelan, called Gibson's Addition. There is also a Gibson Street. Thomas Gibson was a machinist. He had several boats. He had 2 steamers, the Rustler and the Kitten, 2 scows, large and small, for carrying hay, wood, feed for horses and cattle, as well as other freight to and from Chelan. He also had a couple of rowboats. He hauled freight and passengers for hire to add to his meager income or rent for the scows or rowboats. On more than one occasion, he would steam up the Rustler and take a prospector up lake to a remote creek for a day or two. Mary Gibson and daughter Elma often rode across the lake to visit the Greens for an afternoon. It took a great deal of wood to keep the Rustler in steam, and Gibson often had someone hired to keep the wood cut and stacked for the boats and household use. Many times he would steam up the Rustler with the scow, towed it behind to pick up driftwood on the beaches. A few times, the owners of a particular North Shore beach would not be pleased and would let him know and demand payment. The Stehekin was the commercial boat that made scheduled runs up lake. He would transport any who asked or signaled that they wanted to be picked up. A trip from Mountain Park to Lakeside would usually take 2.5 hours with good weather and calm water. Many times he would pick up Mrs. Little from Granite Falls or Mr. and Mrs. Watson and John Stevenson at First Creek. Sometimes they would be paying customers and sometimes not. Mountain Park was not a resort, but some would come and stay several days by prior arrangement to hunt and fish in the area. During February and March 1897, a logging crew of 8 men from Chelan made camp at Mountain Park and were cutting the logs to build the Episcopal Church in Chelan. In March, the logs were rafted and towed into Lakeside by the Stehekin. In June 1909, while tying up his boat in a high wind, Thomas Gibson fell into the water. He died 2 weeks later from pneumonia at 67 years old. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.